Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on the second guest show, Mike Dottiglia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino, beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. We do this each and every Monday. It's the Thibodaux Regional Coaches Show with Nicholls State head football coach Tim Rebo. Thibodaux Regional Health System, innovation for a healthy future. Coach, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Coaching, watching that, I was able to catch some of it. I had to do pregame for LSU. He had a 14-0 lead at half. And then, man, everything that could go wrong sort of did go wrong on the defensive side of the football. 24 points, end up losing 24-21 to Houston Christian.
And, Coach Rebo, how frustrating, probably in your whole coaching career, that's probably one of the most frustrating losses. You're like, man, you're probably thinking, how in the hell we lost that game?
Yeah, you're going to look back and say, man, how did we do that?
So, Bobby, I was telling someone today, even in the middle of the fourth quarter, the end, I said, there's no way we're losing this game. I was just, we were like just in total control of it. We take the second half kickoff. We go all the way down. It's fourth and goal at the 1 yard line, and I decided to go for it. Put us in a bad situation. And my thought process was, they had 25 total yards in the first half. I'm thinking even if we don't get it here, the chances of them going 99 yards, and well, they hit a pass on us. We missed a tackle, and a guy goes 97 yards for a touchdown, and then there goes momentum again. So. Just frustrating. We left plays on the field. We left points off the board. So it was very, very disappointing.
So, Coach Rebo is kind of like, I don't know, fine, thin line. And you might say all phases, offense, defense, and special teams. You know, I look at Atlanta. I mean, here's a guy who never misses field goals. I'm looking at it like, cool. He's missing field goals 46-53. Now, I know that's... but he makes those all the time, and then he gets one blocked, and you look at the final score, and it's 20-17, and I'm looking at, you missed five field goals, including two in the final seconds, and the first miss was negated with a roughing the kicker penalty, and then you still have another opportunity, and you don't make it. So when you look at that in the final score, it's a college kid versus a pro. But think about how significant, did you make the field goal or did you miss it? The difference whether you win or lose.
Yeah, I thought leaving the points up there was difficult. The first field goal that he missed, Bobby, was a 51-yarder. And then we came back. The second field goal was a 44-yarder, and he hits the upright and doesn't go in. And then at the end of the game, we had a chance to tie it up. We did a good job with the two-minute drill, took it down there. He missed it to the right. They roughed the kicker. We kick it again, and he missed it again. And like we told the team, though, everybody wants to think about the last play, the last kick or whatever, but there were so many plays before that. We had an opportunity to get off the field. We had a chance to put points on the board. So that's what hurts us so much.
Coach, when you lose a game like that, it could hurt you the following week because you don't want to lose to the same team twice. You got to be able to get it out of your mind. So what has been the mindset to kind of say, okay, that game's over with. Let's not have Houston, Christian beat us twice to get ready for the next game.
Mike, you're so right, because we talk about that all the time, and that I don't want our opponent to beat us twice. We've got to be able to move on. We talked about it today at length in our team meeting this morning about continuing to do the right things, and we got to be able to stick together through some rough times like this. You know, having back-to-back losses, sticking together, that's what we do. We got a good locker room. I know it's hard when you lose, but that's the main thing. We got a good opponent coming in. Still got a lot to play for our season. We got to go on the road, face a Lamar team that's probably just like us. You know, they're playing at home. So we got a short week after that. So we feel like we can go get these two and end the season on a high note.
You know, in hindsight, Coach Rebo, when you look at it, now all of a sudden this score is 21-21, 3 minutes and 46 seconds to play. But then the next possession, you take off just 24 seconds off the clock as you go three and out. You know, you always analyze, okay, what plays did we call? And it's like, whoa, what? We three and out, only 24 seconds went off the clock. So what happened in that process? And you look ultimately the momentum, what happened. You know, they end up kicking a 50-yarder with 58 seconds left. But that had to be like, whoa, the momentum has shifted when all of a sudden just 24 seconds go off the clock, you know, right at the end of the game when you win that three and out.
Yeah, Bobby, you're right about that. We had a chance. The defense got a good stop. We got the ball back, pretty decent field position, and threw an incompletion, got a sack. And then so we got to punt the ball. And they did a good job of got a decent return. And we knew they had a real good kicker. They did not have to go many yards. They actually played for the field goal. He hits a 50-yarder, in essence, to win the game for him. I didn't think he hit it that good when he did, and sure enough, it barely got over the crossbar and got in for the win. But we still had time. I thought we did a good job in the two-minute drill while going back down the field and giving us an easy field goal for a chance to tie it up.
Coach, got Lamar this coming weekend. Kind of give us a preview of what you've seen from this Lamar football team. You and I have talked about this. To me, they are sleeping giant. Now, they got to get the right guy in place to piece it all together. But look where you located. Look that population base you can pull from.
Texas,
east and
Houston,
west.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. But they've never been able to really kind of get this for a longer roll. But looking at them on film, kind of some of the areas that you think that Lamar really does well in.
Well, first of all, you talk about the location, and we talk about that golden triangle that they're in. It's really a hotbed that they can pull out of Houston, and really they pull some kids out of Louisiana. And I think Coach Pete's doing a really good job over there. I think he is the right guy for the job. He's got a good mentality. They're a tough football team. And then, you know, they have the facilities. If you look at that basketball arena, that football, they really got some things going. You know, football-wise, quarterback, he steers that ship for them. They got a really good run game. They've lost some tough games. They lost in overtime. They had Southeastern beat at home just 2 weeks ago and then lost it in overtime. So, you know, it's almost like us in certain situations. And I hate to say it like this, but instead of finding a way to win a game at some point, it's almost like finding a way – how not to win, how to lose a game. And that's I think that's happened to them a couple times also.
You know, Coach Rebo, when you look at it, not to look ahead, but Southeastern, it seems like, boy, they've had a special season so far. I would not say not on the level Incarnate Word, but still where they're at. And, you know, no matter what the record, you could throw it out the window when you're playing for the Riverbelle Classic. And you talk about a short week and all that, so that could be significant. Not that I'm not talking about looking ahead, but, you know, the fan base always will look at that Nickel State-Southeastern matchup.
Yeah, you know, Coach Frank's done a good job. They got off to a rough start. They played a tough preseason schedule. He's got them playing well. And I think on the flip side, he's finding a way to win some of them close games that he's getting involved in. And he's done a good job of scheduling too, because, you know, they're 6-5 right now and they're sitting back. They got an open date this weekend and then turn around and play on Thursday. So he won't have that short week. So I'm sure he'll be sitting back watching us on Saturday and getting ready to go on Thursday. So, you know, what we'd like to do is try to win this one, get a little momentum, And then it makes that short week a little bit easier if you got that victory under your belt.
Coach, thanks so much for joining us tonight, and best of luck this coming Saturday against Lamar.
All right, guys. See you next week. Thank y'all.
All right, Coach Rebo.
That was Nicholls State head football coach Tim Rebo. This segment is brought to you by Thibodeau Regional Health System. Innovation for a healthy future.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.